You can't be serious, man.
You're listening to the Gaffcast with me, Darren Gaffney. Sit back, relax, and enjoy. Hello there. Did you hear about the magic tractor? It turned into a field. Welcome to the Gaffcast. So the last couple of days, I don't know why, but I've ended up watching a lot of stuff about World War II and the Holocaust and that. And I think it started because actually a really good series came out on Netflix there called World War II from the Front Lines. It's actually a really decent series if you're interested in that period of history. It's just about World War II. They got a load of old footage put it into colour. I don't know how to do that. I'd say if you watch it now, I'd say some amount of effort went into making that series. A lot of detail. But yeah, I was watching that, and then I watched a couple of World War II movies on the TV box of Reno. So, just consumed a lot of stuff regards to World War II and that period of history. But anytime I'm watching stuff, like I was watching the series, and then like the other day, Schindler's List. I don't know if you've ever watched that movie. It's bleak. It's a grim movie. It'd have you rattled for a while after. But watching anything from that period of history, it's always just so grey and cold and dark and horrible looking. But Schindler's List is filmed in black and white. But I'm watching stuff like that, I'm always like, thank God I was not born back then. Fuck that. That, I'm like, no. Grim, on a different level. Like, people just dying right, left and centre. And it just being cold, grey, mucky. Everyone just fuck that, no. I'm so grateful that I was not born then and I was born when I was. And it's mad because I always think, people are always complaining to say about like now, like the world today, or like living in like Western societies. I'm just like, you're probably living in one of the best times and societies ever. Actually, not probably, we are. Like, you never have to worry about food or clean water unless you're in Galway. Fuck Galway though. And do you know what I mean? Like you have heating, like overall, okay, far better than it was back then, or even like 50 years ago, 100 years ago, so much better. And then you kind of forget that. Like, I'm talking about the majority, like there's very few people, just say in Ireland now, who have to go without food. You know, like years and years ago, a lot of people just had like, fuck all. You know, imagine growing up back then in the time of World War II. And you know, you think like, oh, if I was around, you know, I would have hit Hitler a fucking uppercut. I would have hit him at a jabberino when he wasn't looking. And I would have battered him. Would have slapped his jaw asunder. I would have hopped him up and down the town. But you wouldn't have had. Well, I don't know. But if you were born in Germany back then, if you grew up in Nazi Germany, the chances of you not supporting Hitler or not being a Nazi were slim. You would have been a Nazi if you had to go back then. Nearly 100% you would have been. So that is also grim. So I'm grateful that I grew up in Ireland in the 21st century where, like, clean, running water, food, bit of shelter. It's not that bad. I know you listen to some people, you'd swear to God, We were living in the middle of feckin' Armageddon here. But we're not. And it's like, and obviously, yeah, there's a lot of shite going on in the world. Climate change and that. But overall, okay, things are a lot better than the war, even 50 years ago. See, feckin' old text there, old scam. Anyone get them old scams? Oh, contact the government, you're eligible for discounted electricity bill. That is a scam. And that is a dodgy, dodgy looking link. If I click into that, my phone will get AIDS. So, yeah, but you'd swear things were awful. Do you know? So you have to remember, things are actually improved. And people can be hard pessimistic and negative and stuff. Like, yeah, obviously, like, everything's not perfect. Yeah, but for the crack, right, here's some stuff that's decreasing. Some bad stuff that's getting less, right? Legal slavery, oil spills, HIV infections, children dying, plane crash deaths, child labour, smallpox, hunger, right? Not bad. And then here's a list of stuff, good stuff, that's increasing. Women's right to vote, harvests, so crop yields going up, electricity coverage, share of people with access to water from a protected source, and immunisation from diseases, and child cancer survival is also going up. So, not that bad. There's a lot to be optimistic about there. Do you know? So, like, you know, just kind of keep that in mind, you know? And here's something interesting, right? So, this is a book from 20 years ago. Oh, no, sorry. This book is from 2019. Right, so here's a bit from this book called Factfulness, right? How old were you 20 years ago? How much has your world changed since then? So, about 1999. So, well, this is how much the world has changed. Just 20 years ago, 29% of the world population lived in extreme poverty. Now, that number is 9%. Today, almost everyone has escaped hell. The original source of all human suffering is about to be eradicated. There you go. So even that's 2019. So it would have went down even more since then. So that's good news. Do you know? Unless you're extreme poverty. Well, apart from west of the Shannon over there in Connacht, they all live in little cottages and live on sheep and grass. But we're not to worry about them. It's always raining over there anyway. Because to hell or to Connacht, says you. Yeah, because it's, you know, it's easy to be aware of all the bad stuff that's going on. But there's good stuff too. Do you know? Suppose Irish people are horny for bad news. Do you know? Did you hear about Donald? No, don't know him. No. Donald McSweeney. Sure you know him? No, don't know him. Do you not know him? No, I don't know him. He was your ones, the auntie-in-law's cousin's neighbour there that had the dog. Do you know him? No, I don't know him. Oh, he's dead. Oh, that's grand. Thanks for that, ma'am. Say, good start there to the day. So that's kind of crack, though. So it's like everyone horny for bad news. And yeah, like I know costs are rising, rents are rising, sea levels are rising. But anyway, like, even if the sea levels are rising, right? If Ireland starts flooding, it'll be Cork and Galway that go under first, because they're the closest to sea level, aren't they? So, like, yeah, Cork and Galway, that's a small price to pay to still be able to drive around in four-wheel drive yokes full of green. But, like, Cavan is high enough above sea level, so, like, Cavan will be fine. So, you know, it's all good. But, yeah, Holland would be fucked as well. The Netherlands would be gone under, so she would. No more red lights district and no more devil's cabbage, huh? Yeah, hopefully we can get that under control. But I don't know how we're gonna actually solve global warming. It's a tight one. But luckily it's not my portfolio. And I'm only one man. So I'll keep recycling the milk cartons from my homeboy, the polar bear. And yeah, anyway, anyone ever take an old gawk to your local paper? Sometimes I take an old look at it just for sneer. But some of the headlines are just absolutely comical. Like, I don't even know if you actually try to sit down and make up some stupid shit that happened in the local town, like, you wouldn't actually be able to write them this fucking hilariously off the rails. Like, so I took a gawk there last week at the local Calvin paper, the Anglo South, and there was a headline that read, "Man chooses jail over community service." 3 months of jail. Fuck that community service. Could you imagine that in the court? Like, just, you're sentenced to 6 week community service. Oh, fuck, I'm not fucking doing that. You can send me off to jail there. You can send me off to jail. I'll do the jail time. I'm not going sweeping no road. I'll not be picking any litter in Calvin Town. I'll stay in the jail cell for 3 months. So I'll not do no community service. Fuck that. You must be joking. Too lazy to do the community service, but I'll do the jail time. Just, fucking hell. So his logic there couldn't actually be too bad. Sitting in a nice warm jail cell, two dinners, taking her handy, cosy, nice bed for him. You know, why would he be out sweeping the roads if he can get the dinners handed to him in a jail cell? Huh? Maybe he's having the last laugh. You know? Like, to be fair now, I wouldn't be an absolute expert in the Irish legal system, but you see headlines of people, like, murdering people and stuff and getting, like, fucking a couple of years. What is the crack? Man gets a lock of days for an extremely violent murder. Gosh, he's out in no time. I don't know what the crack there is. And then if fucking, you know, someone would be doing something else, like robbing a few tea bags, and they'd get like 75 years. They wouldn't see, you know, man steals a loaf of bread and a pound of butter and a jar of marmalade and he gets locked up forever. But yeah, this could be fairly kind of anecdotal evidence that I'm thinking of where I've seen people committing like serious crimes and getting feck all. You know, but I do seem hard lenient all the same. Like, when you see some of the sentences for murder and stuff, you get off on suspended sentences if you're well behaved. What if it was like you got like the shittest jobs that no one else wanted to do? You know, so like if any of them for murder, you'd have to scrape the pigeon shite off the paves in Dublin or something, or you have to get into the Liffey there and fish out all the shopping trolleys, or you have to clean all the shite, just clean shite, you know, find shit somewhere that they have to clean, go out, send them out to an old farm to scrape the old crusty shite the side of the walls in a slat shed. It wouldn't be long not murdering then, huh? Picking stones. Don't know, yeah, it might be the best. Didn't think that one true. Might be great to have the old murderers out in the open. You know, could be safer actually in a cell. But you could stick them, you know, you could find work, there's work to be done somewhere that no one, you know, scraping the, do you know what would be a good job now? Cleaning, fecking, scrubbing the KFC toilets. A good salt. Like, if you have murder, if you murder someone, right, you get 20 years of just having to scrub the KFC toilets. And a good clean scrub, you know, like a pristine, nice and shiny. Because them toilets are tight. Them toilets, you want your wits about you going into them toilets, the KFC toilets, there is bombs. Worse bombs. Worse than the bombs that were dropped in Nagasaki and Hiroshima in August 1945, being dropped in KFC toilets. And I'll tell you that for nothing. You know? There is absolute stinkers. The toilets in KFC in Cavan, they've come on. But they, in the heyday, or back a few years ago, they were an active war zone. You know, you had to go in there with your eyes and ears and your nose closed, but your eyes and ears peeled. Your ears open, your eyes peeled, but your nose covered and closed as much as possible. There was so much skid marks. There was more skid marks than there was on the track at the end of the Abu Dhabi Grand Prix. I'll tell you that. I don't think there wasn't a regular cleaning routine going on there. And once the Zinger Burger came in, good luck, the toilets were obliterated. The toilets were a complete no-go zone. It was like Chernobyl. But you know, if you were struggling and you had to use them, well, fair play to anyone who undertook that endeavour. Because those of you out there who know, we will never forget. It's like Vietnam. You know, you were never there. Is that the quote? You weren't there, man. Yeah, that's more like it. But anyone who commits murder now, they should get 20 years, 7 days, 8 days a week, 25 hours a day of scrubbing them toilets. And I'm telling you, a good scrub. You know, you might be allowed a pair of gloves. And a good dose in a bottle of bleach. And I'll tell you, you'll not be long seeing the murder rates go down then. But yeah, no, the toilets in KFC, oh, they were, that was a different level of grim. Stinky. Nightmares. The toilets in McDonald's weren't as bad. But then again, it must be the old recipe in the old Kentucky Fried Chicken. Just people just dropping bombs. Should be illegal, some of them bombs that are dropping. Nuclear bombs. Nuclear, hydrogen, Oppenheimer, radioactive, stink bombs. That's my... that is my... diagnosis, or that is my proposition to sort out serious crime in Ireland. You know, send them lads down to Kinnane Hutch Feud. You know, you're not going to jail, but what you will do is you'll be scrubbing them toilets for until the cows come home, I tell you. But it seems to be, that seems to be a trait with KFC toilets all around the world. And like, to be honest, I haven't had KFC in a while and I don't eat it anymore because KFC is tasty at the time. But the next day, the last time I had KFC, the next day, I felt like I drank like 6 pints the night before. I was like, I had a hangover. Like, what shite is in the food that makes you feel like that? McDonald's, I don't think is as bad, but you'd still feel absolutely mouldy. After you ate at McDonald's, like a couple of hours later, you feel all tired and shit. It's just your body trying to digest all the toxins in the food. Like, it's pumped full of shit. But KFC is a different level. Like, I remember like a milling. Oh, it was bleak. Like, I remember me and a lad on my Erasmus, another fellow who's good friends, that went into KFC steaming Willie Beeman. And I ordered, like, just looked up at the menu. Oh, give us the biggest box there you have. Like, this big family bucket. Oh man, we had every single last piece of chicken in that bucket. My stomach was in a hoop. KFC, yeah, no, you actually feel hungover after eating it. Like, you're rode off if you eat a big feed of it.
Grab some piping hot chicken, young man. Much better than microwaved hot dogs, right, Dad? Eat up. I'm doing the cooking tonight. So pick up a KFC $20 fill-up today.
Cheers for tuning into this episode, folks. I hope you enjoyed. And I'll chat to yous again soon. See yous. Stay safe. Good luck.